Bloomberg Intelligence. Valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
Let's head to Beijing now and talk to Bloomberg Intelligence Chief Asia Economist Tom Orlick to expand our view of some of the more significant decisions made over the weekend by the National People's Congress. Tom's joining us now on the Spectrum Enterprise phone line. Spectrum Enterprise, nationwide fiber-based network and IT infrastructure solutions. Tom, good morning. The news out of Beijing from this NPC event seems to be targets. The credit target, the GDP target. What's significant here and why should we care?
Well, I think there's a couple of things which jump out. Firstly, a certain optimism from China's leaders on growth, targeting 6.5% growth or above. The or above bit there is a surprise and suggests that China's top leaders are looking at 2017 with a certain degree of optimism. The second thing which jumps out is quite how much credit is going to be required to get there. China targeting a 12% expansion in credit this year. If you do the maths, that adds up to about 18.9 trillion yuan in new lending.
And that has been compared to the budgets of some other countries?
Well, that's right. I mean, 18.9 trillion yuan, that's more than getting on to $3 trillion. So we're talking about a very significant slug of credit to keep China's GDP growth on target.
Does that create any special risks for them?
Well, I mean, the problem really for China is that this credit story isn't starting now. Go back over the last 8 years and credit growth has consistently outpaced GDP growth. So even at the beginning of 2017, China's in a position where many analysts are very concerned about burgeoning credit risk. If you push the clock forward again another couple of years and have another couple of years of very rapid credit expansion, well, people are going to be really worried about the outlook for financial stability.
And without doing that, would they reach their GDP goal?
Well, I think that many analysts would think that a more sustainable medium-term stance for China would be to accept the reality that credit-driven growth just isn't going to be sustainable. And rather than continuing with strong growth underpinned by unsustainable credit for as long as they can, kind of take an early step to put things on a more sustainable path, perhaps accepting a little bit slower growth now, but tamping down those financial stability risks.
And very quickly, does this qualify for what China calls continued prudent, neutral monetary policy?
So prudent's been with us for a while. Neutral is the new characterization of monetary policy. You wouldn't know it from the word, but in the Chinese context, neutral actually points to a moderate tightening of monetary policy. So we're not seeing the PBOC moving benchmark interest rates yet, but they are starting to guide money market rates up a little more. That's part of a kind of very early stage effort to lean against excess leverage. It's also necessary to defend the yuan as the Fed moves towards probably a March hike.
Okay, that is Tom Orlick, Bloomberg Intelligence Chief Asia Economist, joining us on the Spectrum Enterprise phone line. Spectrum Enterprise, nationwide fiber-based network and IT infrastructure solutions.